Like most Palestinians, Mohammed al-Halabi was born a refugee. His grandparents fled their home in the 1948 conflict that led to the creation of Israel. The Halabis set up base 15 miles south of their village in what later became the Jabaliya refugee camp. Halabi's father, Khalil, worked at the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, which runs the majority of schools and medical facilities in Gaza. He became special advisor to the organization's then Gaza director, Robert Turner, and attended meetings with Western politicians including Tony Blair and John Kerry. Halabi was born in 1978, his parents' first son. He did well at school, and in his teenage years took a growing interest in the wider world. At the time, foreign cultural and political delegations would visit Gaza, and his father recalls that Halabi used to attend meetings to learn about politics and practice his English. After leaving school, he went on to study engineering at the Islamic University of Gaza. The Israeli prosecution would later claim that this choice of university, which they alleged had links with Hamas, was an indication of his sympathies. His family say it was the best university for engineering in Gaza, and point out he was a member of the university's Fetah Club, the secular party that opposes Hamas. The wider Halabi family are open opponents of Hamas. One time in early 2019, Mohammed's younger brother, Hamid, turned up for an interview with me, nursing a cut to his head. He said he had been taking part in rare demonstrations in Gaza against Hamas rule when security forces beat and briefly detained him. In the early noughties, long-time Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, angered by the failure of peace deals, rallied his Fatah militia for a second uprising, or intifada. But his control over the Palestinian movement was waning, and Hamas was rising, driven by a zeal Arafat's secular cadres had long lost. Hamas leaders encouraged young recruits to blow themselves up on Israeli buses, killing scores of civilians. In the Israeli military crackdown that followed, Palestinians were subjected to nightly raids and curfews, with families often trapped in their homes for weeks. In the midst of the fighting, in 2003, Halabi's family chose a wife for him. A few hundred people crammed into the Abu Hasira Hotel along Gaza's Mediterranean coast for his wedding to Ula. 2 years later, the couple had the first of their five children. In 2004, as conditions in Gaza became harsher, Halabi decided to swap engineering for aid work. The question of what motivated that change is at the root of the charges against him.